This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. China's lockout of U.S. beef continues to be a top issue. We'll have more right after this.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
U.S. Meat Export Federation leaders were on hand as the cattle industry gathered in Nashville for the 2026 Cattle Industry Convention. Top of mind for the industry was the continued lockout of U.S. beef in the China market. USMEF Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Borer explained there has been little progress on the issue as China continues to refuse to renew registrations for U.S. beef production and cold storage facilities.
Unfortunately for China, we don't have any type of breakthrough news, but just explaining to the producers the situation there and kind of the complicated market closure that we're dealing with, but also explaining further the importance of the China market and that we still need to get that market back, including in this time in the cattle cycle and the need to be able to export even with relatively low supplies. We've got to have that market to be able to add value back to the whole industry. And we also touched on the affordability component and trying to sort of re-message the need for access to also benefit the American consumer.
USMEF Chair Jay Tyler of Agribeef Company said the government is fully engaged on the issue and understands the importance to U.S. producers.
The China market is important not just for the actual market itself, but the fact that it being a bidder in the market helps with the whole value of the carcass, that those cuts that go overseas in those other Asian markets. I can tell you from being back with folks in D.C. at USTR that are engaged in these negotiations to help us with market access, they are completely dedicated. They understand the beef market. They understand our challenges. I can honestly say, even if the markets don't open automatically overnight, they are working on it day in and day out.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.